to be safe. Hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to day two. Yeah. And I just want to say a little bit about the research on ATP and eyesight healing. It comes from Fudan University in Shanghai, China, because the culture of China and how they look at eyesight is that they see it as an imbalance of energy, and that there's so many more children wearing eyeglasses. And in China, that's considered like public health issue. And so that's why there's a lot of research on how to heal eyesight energetically. So then in Western terms, energy on a cellular level is ATP. So it was first done at Fudan University in Shanghai. And I think the research, they've been able to publish it in a Western scientific journal like Nature. That's where I found it in print. And I think it's done in other parts of the world too. But that's where they do a lot of research on energy in healing eyesight, because the culture is such that they look for solutions that are energetically based. Yeah, and I think that helps a lot with my work. So it feels like they actually hit on something, right? Which makes sense. ATP, the cellular energy, it goes down as we age. And I hear that because we use our eyes so much, we don't think about how we use our eyes. Whether you use your eyes consciously or not consciously to look at something, you're still using it. So between the time you wake up and the time you go to bed, it's in full use. And that's why the retina has a higher density of mitochondrial cells to create the ATP. So the eyes, the retina uses up a lot of ATP from what I've read. So it's exciting to have the latest research. So that's how I create my own work, look at what is research and what that looks like in energy healing that I can do with energy. Yeah. So they're not like somehow channel and create it, blah, blah, blah. No, they have research. There's a research background to it. Yeah, yeah. So then it makes sense why you all are receiving it more or less. And I know I have a couple questions from people who wrote in and say, I hardly even yawned yesterday. Am I not getting it? How come everybody else is yawning? This happens with every group call. When many people are in the energy and your bodies feel like healing, but for some others, again, your body prioritizes what needs healing. So what needs healing, I don't force it. I don't force it to be about the eyes, because everything affects your eyes. Your eyes, it's the only part of your brain that's visible to the world. It's the only part of your brain that's processing everything in the world. Maybe your nose does too, because some people have amazing memory where through the sense of smell, they're able to access different parts of their memory and their brain. So all senses are supposed to hook us into some parts of our brain, but the eyes more than anything. Really incredible how it's hooked up to you and all your organ systems and your energy at multiple levels. It's a really incredible thing. And what I'm trying to say is, whether you yawn a lot or just a little, don't focus the healing on how much you yawn, right? Just see what changes for you, because your whole body will respond to energy. Some people will get hot, some people will get cold, some people will have chills. And I like that there's that very specific, individualized aspect to it, because that means the energy has an intelligence of its own that knows what your body needs. And I will never override instinct, because that's part of your intuitive intelligence. I will never override your body, because it gives you instinctual survival intelligence that has been created and ongoing for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And to mess with that is not a good idea, right? And none of us are really taught to love our bodies, love the inherent intelligence your body has. Few of us are taught that, your body has inherent intelligence. And so there's healing happening on all levels, no matter how you're feeling. And sometimes the energy will knock you out and make you sleepy. Sometimes it will make you laugh and you feel hyper, as a lot of energies are being released. And if you sleep through it, oh, God bless you. That's totally fine. So today I will do a lot more on just up leveling the ATP to keep this process going each and every day, because that seems to be energetically very helpful in healing the whole entire eyes. And if your body decides the ATP needs to go to a different organ or organ system, that's perfect. Let me see. Yeah. Let me just tap into the kidneys. Oh, and kidney meridian. Liver meridian. Oh. Let me just clear more of the perceptual distortions and the lenses, cornea, any and all parts of your eyes. So all the lies you were told about you and what you're able to see, whether you can see or not see, and what other people are not willing to see. So it's that whole unwillingness to see the truth, which is going on in a big way. So let's not entrain to that. And I know that entraining to that is so subconscious, because subconsciously we are always trying to be in balance with our environment. So if you're surrounded by people who don't want to see certain things, you can't watch a certain news channel, blah, 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 that sort of a thing. It's such a control about seeing, and we are around that more than not right now. So let's clear that from our energy field. And always the head and neck, which so affects your eyes, your eyesight. And if there's any traumas to the head and neck, let's clear, start clearing trauma from tissue. And it doesn't matter whether you remember the trauma or not. And sometimes it's things you see in the world that are hard to process at the moment that you were seeing it. And if your body wasn't able to process it at the moment, it just stays there as a cellular memory that requires release. And that's why this is helpful, to release all that. And seeing other people going through pain and hearing about it is also traumatic sometimes, to be a witness. And then out of vicarious trauma, we put ourselves in nowadays. Let's release that from our bodies, of vicarious trauma. Because that's how fear is used to control us. When our body is in trauma mode, we are not able to access all of our energy as much. So that's what it means to the body when someone says someone is using fear to control you. They're putting your body in trauma mode, where all the energy is diverted into your legs, hands for movement, you know, instead of allowing the energy and the blood to be supporting your central nervous system and your organs. And that sort of a thing is what we are in without even knowing nowadays. So clearing out of vicarious trauma. All the different controls, all the different ways your perception of reality is being controlled. So all the ways, all the things out there that are controlling your perception of reality from the time you were young. From the time you were young. And any and all distortions in your personal narrative, right? So that's about being gaslighted, when your own personal narrative is being manipulated or diminished or dismissed or used against you. All those internal manipulations of your own personal narrative, that's really damaging, because our subconscious is always looking for alignment, to align with what's true for you. But if the very internal narrative is out of alignment, then you're always aligning yourself with choices that diminish your well-being and your personal power. So many of us, especially women, were taught to just smile and blah, 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 and get over it and look pretty and not think for yourself and trust an authority figure. Our bodies, every part of our bodies. So that creates distortions in a personal narrative that distorts our vision and perception of who we are. So all those manipulations, so you maybe if you have eyesight corrections from puberty, it's because your body and your eyesight is sensing the limited ways you're forced to fit into this reality, the limited ways you're forced to see, view your body, your sexuality, your sensuality, the sensuous being that you are. Is almost, in some places, it's almost forbidden. So going back to teenage years, for those of you who had glasses since your teenage years, and if seeing our own bodies becomes a source of embarrassment, that creates a lot of internal struggle and a stifling of your own energy. And again, energy is what supports the whole body to be in balance. So any place where that's not, where you being you is not allowed, creates blocks and imbalances. And if you had glasses even younger than your teenage years, right? So think about all the awareness you had as a one-year-old, as a two-year-old, as a three-year-old, that many adults don't allow. It's like, wow, children would not know this. But children also have many past lives where you actually do know, because of the past lives you had. You may not know it in a way that allows you to communicate it in a cognitive way, but you know it subconsciously. You know it on some level of your consciousness that you cannot yet put into words, which makes all that knowing and the stifling of that knowing all that more painful. So let's go back to the earlier years of our lives. Well, instinctual knowing, where our conscious whole body awareness was beginning to crumble because we're not allowed to have that. Everything affects eyesight and perception. Good. So let me see, check in and see what's going on. We're up leveling ATP in your retina, your eyes, kidney meridian, liver meridian. And I'm just going to go and go into all the places that may have the energy of trauma, regardless of the scale of the trauma, and release all that from the tissues, the bones, the skeletal system. In the skeletal system, because now we know it's the skeletal system that responds to the fight or flight response. And there's a hormone produced in our bones that either enhances or interferes with the good hormones. So it either supports the stress hormones or the good hormones. It all comes down to our bones. Oh. So hip joints, pelvis, knees, shoulders. And as all those places get unlocked, it allows all the energy from the kidney meridians to go to your eyes. Oh. So the tightness around the jaw, facial bones, cranial bones, eye socket, gonna clear all that right now. Oh. So what space your body requires and a cranium that you can now expand into. You're gonna make your cranium more spacious so you can expand into it energetically. Oh. Oh. And as you allow more space, have more space in the cranium, it's also like what the amount of space you allow yourself in your life, right? Oh. So when we say someone has a big head, they're allowing themselves more space in life, actually. It's a good thing. So have a big head, allow yourself more space in your life. It's funny how language intuitively picks up on stuff like this. She has a big head now. What the hell? You earn it. Have a big head now. The only time we need to have a small head is when we're do going through the birth canal. So you're out of that already. In case you didn't know. There sometime already. No longer necessary to not expand. That was the only good time for anyone to have our heads not to expand it. But God bless our mothers. Yeah, let's expand. Oh. Okay, be more spacious in the cranium, be more spacious in your whole life now. Yeah, maybe I will leave it till Friday or Saturday to do this whole expansion of your vision, your life, and work through like the whole Bagua, maybe on Friday or Saturday. But in the first few days, I want to stay with the bioenergetics of the physical eye to give it the energy it requires to change. And then your vision and your perception of who you are will continue to expand, and if we work more on it, it will continue to expand, and that's a good thing. Yeah, good. That expansion is working, right? Are you all? Yeah. Good. Oh, good. So then, as the head expands, it's helpful to work on the whole spine and also your tailbone, because the tailbone is the pump of the craniosacral system. When I get that worked out, then we can work on the vagus nerves and all that. So let's get the bigger structures settle in place. Oh. Oh. Make more space between the spaces in your spine so that the whole spine. Oh. 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 So I'm making the space in your sacrum, pelvis, tailbone, all that space more expanded. And then all the bones in your foot need to be realigned, readjust differently so that you take up space differently in the world, literally with every step. Because if the bones in your foot don't move or don't change, then it's harder to change the upper body. It's amazing how that's all connected, right? Because it's like the foundation of a home, if the foundation isn't stable, if you don't put things down in the foundation that goes deeper, a deeper foundation allows for a taller building. And so, same with your foot, the foundation of your being, when all the bones are feeling happy with how they are perfectly aligned to support you, then your upper body feels more stable and grounded. So, working on all the bones in your foot. So I'm just going to ask what energy your foot needs to rearrange, realign the bones in such a way that it allows you to have a big head. More space. Done with contraction. Oh. So now all the meridians that go from the foot to the major organs to the eyes, that's the liver, spleen, stomach, kidney, bladder. Oh. So then the muscle that connects lower body to upper body, the psoas muscle, is sometimes called a muscle, is your soul actually, because a part of it touches upon the diaphragm. So it remembers every breath you take, right? And or every breath you held as well. And it also connects to the top of your legs. So this connection between upper body and lower body through your psoas muscles. I'm gonna just work on seeing what that muscle needs and release all tension or trauma from the psoas muscles. Oh. And as this gently relaxes, now we can work on the mesentery and then also the vagus nerve. Oh. Oh. Good. Good, 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 good. Oh. And just Take gentle breaths and notice your breathing. Sometimes it may get tighter and more tense before it finally relaxes into gentle, deep, easy breaths. Good. Good. Yeah, this internal releasing from the tissues, from the psoas muscle, diaphragm. Some of you may feel heated up and some of you may get chills, and they're both perfectly fine for your body. Good. This deep relaxation and the releasing of any and all holding patterns deep, deep, deep down in the muscles and the psoas muscle and the diaphragm, this deep, deep, deep relaxation, especially with the help of the vagus nerve. This clears a lot of trauma. And the release of any and all holding patterns going back in time. Totally allow your body from now on to use energy more efficiently. And for you to take up space in the world differently as your perception of you expands, so your energy, your body, is also able to expand along with it, so that all those places that are in holding positions and flight or freeze positions, when that, all that gets clear, it just allows your whole body to be itself, to access its divine blueprint, to be in alignment with its divine blueprint with that much more ease. And then energetic use is so much more efficient. And then all healing from your eyesight to the organ systems that support your eyes enhance immensely. Just want to take a moment to check in to see how it's all going for you before I move to the next process. In the next process, I'm going to do like a shamanic soul retrieval, especially for vision, for eyesight, for clear perception, and Even third eye perception for those of you who are really interested in that. So, yeah, so all this clearing we're doing prepares the body in a much more thorough way to allow for shamanic soul retrieval, energetic shamanic soul retrieval to just really support you to keep on healing. Oh, good. Good, good, good. Oh. Yeah, let's let your bodies really settle in this energy of ease, trust, relaxation. Yeah. Ooh. So any part of you that's out of alignment with time itself or whatever reason, let's bring you back. Oh, yeah, yawning and yawning. Yeah, good, 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 good. Good. I'm glad you feel the energy in your feet because that is so crucial for changing cranial bones, changing hips and shoulders, changing your feet. Yeah, wonderful. Oh. Oh, this next part. If you think you're yawning now, yeah, so this next part is really energetically one of the most powerful processes that I do on any call is when I allow myself to work with the shamans who work with me from all different cultures. And I feel so lucky that. They are so present to work with me and so loving and giving of their energy, even from the other side. So right now, just gonna say a prayer. Dear shamans from all traditions, all shamans from North America, Central America, South America, the Caribbean, Africa, West Africa, the Ivory Coast. All shamans from Asia, Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, all parts of Europe, Eastern, Central, Northern Europe. Please surround everyone on the call with love and light. And we are blessed and blessed and blessed beyond blessed to have your help. And I also want to ask that our Divine Blueprint activation team be present and all the people who support me to work with. The assemblage point. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And all the shamanic traditions that support me to do this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for supporting everyone on the call to receive the best and highest shamanic, energetic, shamanic soul retrieval. Okay, now we're going into all times. All space, all dimensions, all realities, going through the Akashic records, So that we can go through all times or space or dimensions, all realities. Thank you, love. Thank you, loved ones and keepers of the Akashic Records. Thank you, Lady Akasha, for blessing everyone on this call to see, receive, perceive the highest for all. We see the light of truth in all that we do and be. Now we're going into all times, all space, all dimensions, all realities, and retrieve any soul fragments. And now returning all these soul fragments to your body, cleanse by the light, returning this to your physical body, your energetic body, your psycho-spiritual body, your etheric bodies, returning you to wholeness and health, returning your divine wisdom to wholeness and health, blessed by the light, returning your eyesight, restoring it to total health. So we're retrieving all the soul fragments that distort your vision, and now returning your vision to wholeness, to health, to divine perfection that is known by your body. Returning your perception, your exquisite, divinely created perception, returning your perception of you and your reality to a place of exquisite, divine wholeness and health, expansion, returning your perception to a space of divine consciousness so that you see as God sees you, and you're able to perceive with your beautiful heart, with your eyes, with your inner eye, with your higher heart, all that now comes into alignment with total ease, returning you to that space and energy and the beautiful consciousness that is divine, divinely created, and total wholeness. Divinely created in total oneness with all there is. Oneness with all that is divine and beautiful about you. Oneness with all that is divine. We're now retrieving all soul fragments, returning you to wholeness, to health, and all the soul fragments that allow you to have 100% access to your beautiful instinctual intelligence, intuitive intelligence, perceptual intelligence, restoring your eyesight, your insights, your vision. Restoring it to its beautiful divine blueprint. We're retrieving all soul fragments from all times of space, all dimensions, all realities, cleanse all that by the light, returning you to wholeness, to health, returning your eyesight to wholeness, health, to its beautiful divine blueprint. Seeing, for perceiving, and for receiving light information and everyday information and all kinds of information. You're able to see and perceive and receive with perfect ease. Yes, beautiful. And let this integration happen with total ease. And now I'm gonna just play with the assemblage point. That's the vortex of energy in your body. So anyone who needs this, optimize the position of your assemblage point, optimize it to the perfect depth, perfect position, allowing you to restore your eyesight, your vision, your perception. Yeah. Beautiful. Ooh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful. And then I'm gonna align the beautiful crystalline bodies and just download so much energy from the universe that restores the energy and the light in your crystalline bodies, allowing it to function with total ease in 5D. And then now we're gonna bring your physical body into the same space where it's able to receive infinite supply of energy from the whole universe to enhance the healing of your eyesight, your third eye, your connection with your inner eye, your own insights, your perception, the beautiful vision you have of your life. Let all that be filled. What exquisite energy from the entire universe. And allow yourself and your perception to expand. As the universe expands, you expand. And yeah, move your whole body, your vision into 5D with total ease. Oh. Oh. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And let your bodies, your crystalline bodies, your etheric body, your physical body continue to receive all these beautiful healing frequencies. From the earth, from the sun, from the universe, so that everything you need to restore your beautiful eyesight, you now have. Oh. Thank you, all the shamans. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, all the beautiful shamans who let me work with the assemblage point. Thank you for supporting my work that way. Thank you, Divine Blueprint Activation Team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lady Akasha. Thank you, all the keepers and loved ones of the Akashic Records. Thank you, 144,000 light beings, light warriors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless, 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 bless. Bless everyone on the call. May miracles unfold for you with total ease always. Oh. If I didn't have a 10 a.m. appointment, I would be playing with you, but I think I would just be asleep in my next two appointments. So let this healing that we just did continue to do its work for you, because it's powerful to play with the assemblage point. It's equally powerful to have shamans from so many traditions contributing to you in so many ways. So it's such a amazing way to heal all kinds of trauma, the soul retrievals, they are able to facilitate for you, it's beyond outstanding. It's beyond beautiful that we are supported that way by them. So I'm beyond grateful for all the shamans from all traditions who support me this way to do this kind of work. It's just like, wow. Yeah, it's not. Oh. Yes. And you can all stay in this energy and play with it however you like. If you're watching a replay, the same goes for you. Play with this however you feel drawn to. And some of you may need some sleep, but I know that like all of you, like myself, y'all have appointments to make and things to do. So just gently take a walk and drink some water. If you want to call yourself back to everyday consciousness so you can function, you can do that. But if you're one of the lucky ones who have nothing to do but play in this field, stay and see what happens, what else is possible. So in the days to come, we will continue to work that way where I really work on the physical eye, and then we'll do some activation at the end that really allows your body to receive even more than, you know, what you would get from like, what you would get from your eye doctor. Can you imagine your eye doctor be like, honey, it's time to do a soul retrieval for your eyesight before I give you new glasses. Well, let's hold vision for that day. Wouldn't that be fantastic if we can hold vision for that day? When your eye doctors are like, you don't need a new prescription. You just need a soul retrieval to clear all the trauma from the past that created visual problems. I mean, wow, God, yeah. Let's hold space for all eye doctors to be able to do that for you. Okay, I gotta run to my 10 a.m. appointment. So I will see you all later. See you all tomorrow. Yeah, that is a great vision. Bye for now.